The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Now, over the course of his presidential campaign, Peter Casey went from predicted last place to runner-up. He ended up with 23% more votes than the combined results of the other four contenders behind him. His campaign was deemed by some to be divisive and certainly stirred debate, and he joins me now to discuss the controversy and what comes next. Peter, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Pat.
What did the campaign teach you?
To say what comes into my mind, I was being taught by these people, media trainers, you know, to be politically correct and to smile at the right time and not smile at the other time and not be myself. And after about 2 weeks of going nowhere, I decided to heck with that, and I just decided to be myself.
Did you deliberately court controversy in terms of your remarks about travellers? I know that that came on foot of some public discussion about housing for travellers that they were reported as having turned down. But did you know it would cause the stir that it did?
Absolutely no idea whatsoever, Pat. You have to remember, I left Ireland when I was 18, and there was never any issue with travellers in Derry. There was one traveller family. They were amazingly well behaved. In those days, of course, Martin McGuinness ran Derry, so everybody was well behaved. But I had no idea. It came about. My platform was the diaspora, and having lived around the world and seen the power of the diaspora, and to me, I think that is still our greatest untapped asset. I mean, you've got people like Chuck Feeney, who gave $2 billion to Irish education system. And he's not even Irish. You know, he was so passionate about his Irish connections. And to me, that is what my platform was about. Unifying and connecting and monetizing the relationship of the diaspora around the world. Then I got asked questions about, you know, what's your thoughts on the housing? So I went and talked to the councillors that I had met with when I was doing my very successful Shannon campaign, where I got the 14 votes. And they said, well, people are turning down houses. And I said, what do you mean turning down houses? He said, well, they're allowed to turn down houses three times. And I said, they're turning down a free house? I said, why? Well, they want a four-bedroom house instead of a three-bedroom, or they want a house closer to their mammy. And I go, this is just bonkers. And then when I went down to Tipperary, they said, there's something even you should see. They're turning down these beautiful houses because they want stables and an acre. That just blew my mind.
Now, when you went down and informed yourself of that, did you change your mind having met those traveller families?
Well, interestingly enough, when I went down there, and it was well announced, Pat, that I was coming down, I went down with my wife. It was all, we went down in the train, the reporters came down with me. We said we'd be there at 3 o'clock. I'd be happy to meet any of the people, the travellers. We got off the train, and the guard came to us and said, look, there's demonstrators there. It's a peaceful demonstration. There's about 30 people with placards. So I said, well, that's fine. So I get down there. There's no one there.
No one there.
They'd vanished, you know. And I said,
so did you ever get to talk to travellers about your contentious remarks?
No. Apart from the interaction on the Late Late Show.
But you still maintain that people should be more grateful for stuff that the state provides? Is this conditioned by your time in America, where the social protection system, the social welfare system, would be a lot less generous and secure than it is here?
Well, I am a big believer in we absolutely have to support people that need help. So the welfare state, I'm a big supporter of it. I think it's disgraceful that, you know, people are worrying about whether they can heat their home at night, pensioners. The situation in the hospital situation is absolutely ridiculous. But in order to pay for the welfare state, you have to make profit. So in other words, a country is just like a company, it's just like your own family house. If, Pat, I go to your house and I knock on the door and I say, Pat, you know, can you donate 100 euros to the Salvation Army? And you're going, I can't afford to feed my own children. You know, you can't give any money. You can only be generous when you're being profitable. So our company supports golf tournaments and sponsors charitable events. We can do that because we're making profit. And the state is exactly the same. The state has to make money. And my point is that you have to encourage the hardworking 94% of the population that's employed to feel that they're actually making a profit. People are now feeling that they can't buy a house. There's no way that they can ever see that they'll ever own a home. And they're the hardworking ones, the ones that are paying all the bills. And they're the ones that we need to reward and encourage and incentivate and motivate. And the more profitable they are, then the more generous we can be.
Therefore, it sounds like you would like to be involved in a political movement that was toying with Fianna Fáil. You once, I don't know whether it was in jest or not, suggested you might be leader of Fianna Fáil. What are your political ambitions for 2019?
Well, interestingly enough, I think if you walk down O'Connell Street and you ask 100 people what's the difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they couldn't tell you. And the reason is that there really isn't a difference between the two of them. You've got this ridiculous supply and confidence. All it's doing is supplying confidence to Fine Gael. You know, Micheál Martin should have taken the two-year deal that was offered, and he'd have been the Taoiseach for the last 18 months.
Would it have made any difference, do you think?
It would have to the Fianna Fáil backbenchers, you know, that all have their ministerial cars and lurks and perks. Yeah.
The other things that you comment on, you know, things that are happening in the news even now. I mean, what is your take on the Roscommon repossession?
You know, that's an interesting one because I've actually had my home repossessed by the bank, two houses repossessed. And you know, I went and took a loan out. The banks charged me. I was paying a huge interest rate on it. And unfortunately, we got tied up in a patent dispute. The company went broke. And the banks took the keys to my home. If you enter into a contract and the deal is I'll lend you money and in return I'll give you this collateral and you're, for whatever reason, then you know you have to stand by your contract. Otherwise, the whole financial system would collapse.
And yet, evicting people before Christmas, even if they do legitimately owe money to a bank, to the point that the High Court says, yes, the bank may take back the property.
He was given seven, apparently, notices that he was going to be evicted. So he was the one that strung it out to Christmas.
You mean it could have happened months ago?
It should have happened months ago, yeah. He should have been evicted. And he has got a large amount of land, by all accounts.
You know, they want privacy at the moment. What happened, though? The pictures taken on people's phones of the original eviction with the Gardaí present, and these evictions are carried out by the county registrar. That's the way it works on the bank's behalf. It did seem to garner some sort of popular support, if you're to judge what's being said online.
You know, it's a tough one. Obviously, evicting someone from their home is wrong, but somebody who, you know, doesn't pay their VAT, doesn't pay their taxes, doesn't pay what's owed to the state, you know, and then get seven eviction notices notifying him that he is going to be evicted. So it's a tough one. But by all accounts, you know, he's had other debts that he hasn't paid and he's other things that
And
he
that's all
done.
In the public domain.
It's all in the public domain.
But then what happens when effectively vigilantes arrive to take on the people who are guarding the property?
Yeah, that's just totally wrong. You know, that's...
The other news this week, of course, is the president revealed his expenses. Now, you were one of those who wanted chapter and verse on how that money was being spent.
Well, you know, I think it's 48 glossy pages of dribble. You know, most of the 48 pages is photographs of him at certain events and whatnot. There's only about 3 or 4 pages of financials. All we can tell is that in the 7 years, he returned apparently 200,000, so he got over 2 million. I mean, I put in my expenses for the election campaign, and it's to the cent. It's documented, it's receipted. It's not that complicated to produce receipts and produce accounts, and it should be done on a quarterly basis.
So you're not happy with what the president has produced?
I don't think anybody understands, other than the fact that it was a very expensive, glossy production. With lots of photographs of himself.
Many people characterised you as a racist, and it if you were to get a vote, it would be a racist vote. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, on the Late Late Show with Tuberty, I actually said to him in the green room, I said, the one message I want to get across, he told me there would be travellers, he said they want to ask one or two questions. I said, one message I want to get across is the 343,727,000 people who voted for me, if they voted for me because they thought I was a racist, change their vote to someone else. And that's what we agreed with Tuberty. And
But that's a message you want to make clear.
Make very clear. I am absolutely, I don't regard the travellers as a different race. They're exactly, if you check out the cases, you know, we're all travellers, or we're part of the travelling community all up and down Ireland.
Where does this leave you now in terms of political activity? I mean, did you catch the bug when you were out on the campaign trail, and do you intend to continue?
Yes, I am going to be making an announcement in the new year as to where my future political direction is going.
So it will
obviously
be...
obviously it's not Fianna Fáil.
It will be in electoral politics.
Yes.
You are going to seek some office, whatever that office might be.
Yes.
Do you want to give us any clues at this point?
I think if you look at where my 343,727 votes came from, you'll see most of it was in rural Ireland. So, and that whole area. So I performed worst for some reason in Dublin. I got in terms of the breakdown of where my votes came from. So I probably won't be standing in Dublin.
Yeah. There are a number of elections, council elections and European elections. Would I be correct in suspecting Europe might be your goal?
We'll be making an announcement, Pat. You'll be the first to know.
But we will see more of Peter Casey in politics.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we await 2019 with great interest. And Peter, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Thank you, Pat. My pleasure.
The Pat Kenny Show.
On News Talk with MasterCard.